When you follow God's dreams for your life, you never know where you might end up or what doors just may become open to you. It's Worldwide Women in Aviation Week. We're here with Deborah Edwards, and she is a pilot for Mission Aviation Fellowship. Deborah, hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Going good. Now, you're speaking to us from Haiti.
That's right.
You're from Ontario. What part of Ontario are you from?
Yeah, I grew up in Kitchener, Waterloo area.
As a pilot, where did you get the bug to fly? Did your parents, have been involved in aviation at all?
I don't really know where I got it from. Since I can remember, since I was like three, I was always, pretending to be a pilot. Maybe it's my mom used to take me to the airport to hang out. My dad was a bit of an, aviation history nerd, so could have been any one of those things, but.
Okay. Well, you definitely had some inspiration to be a pilot. Can you tell us about the people that inspired you to take to the skies?
Yeah, I think just like learning about MAF was what really got me to take the leap into aviation, just knowing that I could use it as a tool to minister to others in an effective way was really what got me into aviation. And Betty Green, she was the first pilot who flew for MAF. Her story really inspired me as well.
So you had these two things, the desire to help share the gospel and to fly. So How did those all mesh together in the beginning? Did you have any idea where that might go?
That's a great question. Yeah, like I always kind of had those two desires. Like I want to be a missionary, share the gospel, but flying is really cool. So I actually went to like an aviation event with my parents at the Waterloo Wellington Flight Center, and MAF was there. And they're like, we use airplanes to spread the love of Jesus. And I'm like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard of. So that's kind of where I saw those two passions come together.
Now, Mission Aviation, tell us a little bit about them because some people might be hearing about this kind of ministry for the first time.
Right, yeah. So we essentially we're an airline, but we fly into remote areas. So where I'm working in Haiti, we're flying into areas where maybe there's no roads or you can't get somewhere because of instability. So we're able to fly ministers, pastors, missionaries into these communities that otherwise might not have access to the gospel or might not have access to discipleship. We also are able to fly in critical aid like medicine, food, and development supplies for communities that need them.
Wow. And what a connection to be able to go places where you just can't get to normally. I mean, it's sort of like you're walking in the footsteps of the early apostles. Would you feel like that?
It does feel a little bit like that. When I read about Paul's travels, I'm like, man, that would have been nice if he had an airplane.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Now, your parents and your friends, did they kind of consider this maybe something risky that you were getting involved in?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I know my parents, like, they're so supportive, though. They've been in ministry their whole lives, so they're really excited about what I'm doing. My friends have been super supportive, too. But yeah, I think everyone realizes that, there is a higher risk level involved in this kind of work.
Yeah, I would say. Now, how has your experience been in Haiti so far? Because this is probably just one part of what you may find yourself doing in the future, but... what are you involved in and how are you able to minister there with Mission Aviation in Haiti?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, our program is currently in the process of getting flying again. We actually had to pull out of Haiti in 2023 due to the instability. But now that we're located in a more secure location, we're ramping up. So praise God, we got our permission to fly from the government just yesterday. So
wow.
We're super excited about that. Yeah, so we want to start flying as soon as we can. We're in the process of getting all our airplanes ready again, evaluating all our different airstrips. So it's exciting stuff. Right now, I'm also in language learning because I only arrived here in January. So that's something that I'm working on too.
Now, the people that you're bringing, you're not just bringing the gospel too, you're bringing it, but you're also flying in different other supplies as well?
Right. Yeah. A lot of the ministries we work with are Haitian ministries. So they focus on discipleship and community development. So they will help communities, you know, farm. They'll help them set up maybe hospitals or clinics and have Bible teachers with discipleship. So it's a very holistic approach to caring for the whole person spiritually and physically.
Deborah Edwards is a pilot, Kitchener native with Mission Aviation Fellowship. Thanks for spending some time with us and telling us about your adventures.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.